Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I'm so happy because it is Jen's friend's time. And this week, Jen's friend is here in the studio.
Jen's Friday Friends.
He is a comedian. His name is Mr. Edwin Salmon. Ed, how the hell are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Jen. Hello, Ireland. It's me in your ears, tickling them.
You're saying hello, Ireland, because you're just back from Edinburgh.
Yes.
Go on.
My jet-setting lifestyle. I'm just back from Edinburgh. And like people who go on holidays to America, I've picked up a slight lilt. Why did they do that? Why did people come back and think they're like Billy Connolly? What's going on with that?
Very good accent. It's a tough one to do.
It's a tough one to do. And I did meet some people from Glasgow, which is a tough accent to have a conversation with.
Why?
Because it's all just, you know, grunts and
headbutts.
So, you're Irish. Oh, I tell you, it'd be funny. I'm in Dublin. I'm like, I heard Dublin. So yeah. I'll pick up on that and go, yes, Dublin is a lovely place. And yeah, but you drink whiskey.
Was it nice to be away?
It was nice. It was
even
nice.
Even though you're working.
Yeah, it was weird to be on a plane because I haven't really been on public transport that much.
Mm.
But it was nice to fly with Aer Lingus because they let me fly with my public services card. Because it was so long since I've flown, I didn't check that my passport was in date and it wasn't. So Ryanair don't let you fly without a passport. But Aer Lingus do.
I think you just got someone fired in Aer Lingus.
Oh yeah?
Anywho.
No. Oh no. I'm sorry.
Well, we might need to check that out. I don't want to be telling the nation to fly without a passport, Ed, but you know.
It's true. It's on their website. I checked it out.
Okay, no problem. We need to talk about the big stories of the week, things that we were talking about in here in the studio to my millions of listeners. We were talking about back to school.
Yes.
And on Monday, we were talking about school memories. Well, the one thing that kept coming up was an epiphany. It was amazing for Cormac Battle to say it on air because it was so true and I never really said it out loud.
Yeah.
Were you one of those people, like the rest of the country, who never took a dump in school?
No, I'm not much of a poo camel.
Okay.
If I'm honest, I don't hold on to it for a number of days. I do enjoy using, you know, because everyone, you have a toilet that's very specific to your...
The Westbury off Grafton Street.
Yeah, exactly. I always go to hotels rather than pubs if I'm caught short out in public.
Ah, definitely. Or a library.
I walk into a hotel and I look around like I'm meeting someone. And then I look at my watch and I go, oh, they're not here. I'll go take a plop-plops. And they're always top quality. Like, I remember being in the Shelburne one time visiting my friends and who were staying over. And I was like, I'm going to use the toilets here.
Oh,
just
yeah.
to say that I have.
Absolutely.
But I think I went to the toilet
you
in school.
You think you did? You didn't?
No, actually, I didn't because we had toilets that were in the classroom.
Oh,
in the back of the classroom.
No.
Like
nightmare. That is the stuff of nightmares.
Because you're going in front of everyone, and if it's a noisy one, and sometimes you don't know if it's a noisy one, you have to just take the plunge, so to speak. And yeah, obviously we couldn't go unless we raised our hand and said, "I will cadogam gudi an leharus," which is still the only Irish that I know to this day. And I do remember one of my classmates put his hand up. And then the teacher's like, yes, I believe you want to go. And he's like, can I go to the toilet? He's like, ask Wilga. On the toilet. He's like, no, that's not it.
You can't
go.
And
he left him there.
Stop.
Sitting. And he was doing the little city down dance. And then he just went.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. But I think even kids now, they still don't. Because the first thing my son does when he comes in from creche, he's only 3 and a half, is... Mommy, I want to go to the toilet. He wants to go and sit in the toilet.
Grabs the newspaper.
Yeah, I need my privacy. He closes the door. Off he goes. Off he goes for 40 minutes. And then screams at me, I'm done.
My friend's 3-year-old, they're potty training him. And he has, well, he's going to the toilet, but he has an emergency potty. And he was sitting on it wearing his birthday hat from the previous week. And they're asking him, what's he doing? And he says, I'm going for a poo and a pee and some farts. like he's ordering something at a restaurant. Can I get the farts on the side, please? Just in a bowl.
Oh, so God. Cute. Oh, amazing. So that was the biggest school memory that came up, just going to the toilet. And
it's a weird one.
Stressful it was.
Yeah.
But let's talk about dream jobs, because on Tuesday we were talking about people's dream jobs. What was yours as a kid? It definitely wasn't to be a comedian.
It wasn't to be a comedian. I think my dream jobs were completely unrealistic. You know, they were based on movies I'd seen. Like, I'd watch Conan the Barbarian and be like, that seems like a good job. You know, a lot of babes. You just have to wear essentially underpants and be Arnie. But, you know, Barbarian, the Barbarian life was the life for me. I want to be a Ghostbuster.
Oh, you want to be a Ghostbuster. Right, okay.
All the unrealistic jobs. Jobs that just don't exist.
You could be a Ghostbuster. We've had them on the show.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Ghost hunters or whatever they're called.
Yeah, I've always wanted to meet a ghost. And, you know, I've done so many ghosts. I didn't do it in Edinburgh this year, but, you know, it's a very haunted city.
It is.
But I guess I think I wanted to be a film reviewer as well. I mean, I've done that a few times for the Headstuff website. I've you know, gone to screenings just because I want to go see movies for free and then write about them. But as a kid, yeah, I wanted to be Leonard Maltin or Barry Norman. What a nerdy
ambition. You're such a nerd. You are such a nerd. But listen, you have been back on stage recently in your real job. What did it feel like?
It was emotional. It was actually emotional. It's one of those things where it kind of felt...
Tell them what you told me off air. Tell them you cried. Go on.
I cried. Well, that's what I meant by the emotion. I laughed and then I cried.
When they all clapped, the two people in your... Oh, no, I'm messing. Yeah. All the people in your audience, they all clapped. You shed a tear?
Yeah, because it had been 2 years since I've been in Edinburgh, and it had been... I've done a few kind of stand-up gigs, but it was the first kind of big show that I'd done with my friends, with the Film Reads crew. And we came off and I was just like kind of, well, I just started tearing up like a big sap.
That's because you're a dad.
I know. See, that's what I was thinking
you're
as well.
You're such a sap now.
I've become such a...
Oh, I mean, used to be so cool.
I think I always was, but at least now I have an excuse for being a sap. That I have a bouncing baby boy. Don't bounce your babies.
No.
It's just an expression.
Speaking of being a sap.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were chatting about a man who refused to take part in nighttime baby nappy changes because he needed his sleep. You're a dad now. How is the nappy changing going?
Well, I do 97% of the nappy changing. I don't mind it. I've got a poor sense of smell. It doesn't really bother me. It's a little bit disconcerting when you have to sort of clean off the, you know, the bits.
From the front bit.
The front bit.
There's a lot going on down there.
And little tip for you as well. You gotta sort of move the legs out and get those folds. Get into the folds. Because stuff gets trapped in the folds.
I remember smelling my baby, the first one, Florence. And there's an awful smell coming from her. From her neck, right?
Oh, neck cheese. Yes.
So I was like, what is going on with that? And there was milk caught in the fold of the fat of her neck. I was like, I am a Tulsa God, I'm a terrible parent. But it happens to the best of us.
It does, yeah. I mean, look, you're going to get, they're going to get covered in
crap.
Poop.
But another thing is, you'll never mind changing, or you never mind the smell of your own baby's shite, or your niece or your nephew. But
yeah,
really, Anita? But someone else's smelly baby.
Yeah.
Blech. That is like different league.
Yeah, I mean, and because he's just drinking milk, his poop-poops doesn't smell so bad.
It's not so bad.
I think it's going to
be... Wait till he's on solids and then...
Yeah, when he's making proper
logs. You think it gets better when you're training them or when they're trained. It doesn't, because I went from Enzo lying down to clean his nappy to him bending over, touching his toes, go, wipe my bum! And that's what I have to do now. So which is better? I don't know. And apparently, you know, he's three. He's like, please wipe my bum. You know, it's like as a little treat or something. Like, do it yourself, you lazy.
Yeah.
When does that stop? When do you stop wiping arses? 51552. Because we don't know.
Yeah,
we need to talk about hair loss because you're an expert. Anita said she's just typed in, she's pouring cement over her ovaries right now after this conversation.
Oh. Well, you know, that's probably not healthy, but
Hair loss. Yesterday we were chatting about hair loss, mainly now in women, but in blokes too. When did you realise that it was like hair today, gone tomorrow situation for you? Thank you for taking off your hat for this bit.
Yes. Great radio. I think I was like 21.
That's young.
22, something like that. And it was a particularly hot summer. And I had curly hair that was starting to kind of dreadlock a little bit because I'd stopped brushing it. And I asked my mother to cut my hair, to shave it. And she brushed out the dreadlocks, which was very painful. I think she probably just didn't like me or had done something to annoy her. And I shaved my head and was like, yeah, that's fine. And then I just, you know, I had no bumps. I have a nice skull.
You have a lovely head.
So I was happy with it.
I can't imagine you with hair. Like, you're very hairy. Like, you have a big hairy face.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. The hair, the one place where it's socially acceptable to have hair. Like, I have hair in my head. I've no hair in my head. Hair grows in my ears. Mm. I have a hairy back, hairy chest, hairy everything.
Yeah.
Except, slightly.
A little bit, okay.
Not as hairy.
All right,
It's about a four, I'd
say. That's okay, not bad.
Downy fluff.
Lovely.
Yeah, like Father Ted. But I don't understand why hair grows in your ears. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Maybe it's a filtering
device.
I'm not a bleeding doctor. I don't know. But how did it affect you? You're 21, you've no hair. Like, did it affect you? Like,
it didn't really affect me. No. I think a lot of people just thought that I just shaved my head and that was the kind of style
it's
I was
going for. It's just different
for
women because they don't really do that normally, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's very traumatic for women to lose their hair. Mm. And I mean, this is the thing that happens when you have a baby as well. I discovered my wife, Cara, her hair grew immensely when she was pregnant, and then when she was born, it just, you know, he's literally sucking the life and the hair off of her.
So fair play to you for doing at least the nappy changes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're good.
I don't mind it.
Thanks for coming on and being my friend today. What's coming up for you? Where can people hear more from you?
Well, I have a podcast.
No!
I have 88 episodes of it so far. I think when I get to 100, I'm going to change the format a little bit because it's called Edwin Salmon of Knowledge. But I don't have any knowledge.
No.
My knowledge is like, if you go to Tesco, they're doing like a two packs of six Cornettos for a fiver. And that's great value. That's, you know.
All the shops are available.
It's like a shopping tip. But it's just a rambling improv podcast where I just talk in your ears about various topics.
It's a lot of fun. If you're on a drive, that's the one you want to be listening to. I have to say, where can people find that?
They can find it wherever they get podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever they get them. I'm doing a gig on the 25th of September as well for the Beat Yard in the Lighthouse.
I just read about that. They just sent me an email. We love Beat Yard.
It's happening across a number of venues, but I'm going to be in the Lighthouse in Dunleary on the 25th. Of September, Saturday, with Martin Angolo and Kate Feeney. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's getting cold. People want to get out of the cold and into some hot, hot comedy. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.